Many economists agree that GDP, which was developed as an indicator after the Great Depression in the 1930s, does not adequately reflect actual human progress. So Costanza and other economists have embraced the concept of GPI, the genuine progress indicator. They argue that a better reflection of human well-being and progress would include not just economic indicators, but social and environmental factors as well. You can look up some of the many social indicators, but education level and income inequality are examples. Again, we'll focus on the environmental aspects that could enter into GPI, and some of these are the value of services provided by nature, and the decline in that value when nature is damaged. GPI can also include the costs to society of pollution and climate change, and it can include the cost in losing or overusing our natural resources. Many states and nations have adopted some form of GPI, and when per capita GPI is compared to per capita GDP at a global level, we see that while economic growth as measured by GDP continues to increase, GPI leveled off sometime before 1980 and has been declining since. GPI sends us a warning sign that unrelenting economic growth may not, in fact, maximize human well-being. By maximizing GPI, we can maximize human progress with social and environmental aspects included.